The conference will now begin.
Okay. We're back. We're back in action here. So we're continuing with the Hakdama. The Hakdama to this Torah, this Halacha, really. The Torahs are Nasim, the Halachas are Rabbi Nasim. And we discussed, let's quickly catch up. We're holding, we're discussing the Hashkacha Shlem of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. To be under the watchful eye, the guidance of the Kaddish Baruch Hu in a very specific, very detailed way, which we all want to be. The ruler, the creator of the world, is all powerful. Of course, we want to be in his eyesight and his line of vision in order that we live good, happy lives. And we need to work on our tzedakah. We need to break our tivus, mamun. Allow the chesed in our own lives to flow, not to be like a pipe that's only open on top to receive, but not open on the bottom to also expel and to give out. Because then that brings din. We want to be Bali Chesed through and through to allow Mammonis to come into us and allow the Mammonis to leave us. To be then like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The way of the world is that it flows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia to the world, and it continues to flow through. So we also want to be like a pipe of Tzinor. We have to have that Ratzon. To be like a Tzinor of Chesed, and then therefore we're walking embodiments of Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Says Rabbi Nachman, if you do that, and you connect to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of Chesed, then you're zochet to a very, very high level, a madrig called the madrig of das. The das is, and I will read the words again, it was a very strong line. Das is internalized knowledge and awareness that Hashem's imminence fills all of creation. To know every single moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. That meaning of Das is the meaning of the Beis HaMikdash in this world. The Beis HaMikdash is where the Shechina was Sharoi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down into the world in the most revealed way, where you saw 10 Nisim, 10 miracles, says the Mishnah Perkei Avot, every single moment. And in that place, a person could go and become filled with the awareness, the Das, the internalized knowledge, not just some knowledge where you know something, but the internalized knowledge, where the knowledge goes from your mind into your heart. And when you have that Das, now you're a walking Beit HaMikdash. Build a Mishkan Evden. In my heart, I will build a Mishkan. I will build a place for Kaddish Baruch Hu to dwell. So you're bringing Kaddish Baruch Hu closer to your life. First, you built a world like he did. Olam Chesed. A world of Chesed, where you give tzedakah and you cool down inside with mama. So Kaddish Baruch Hu likes that world. And then you connect to him and you try to become aware of him in this world. You build yourself like a Beit HaMikdash and the Kaddish Baruch Hu comes even closer. So then, Rabbi Nachman told us, again, the Hakdamah Rabbi Nachman. What do you do with that das? You don't just take that das and put it into business. You don't just take that das. What do you do with the das? You use it to learn Torah in a very deep way. The tzaddikim took their das, their awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're able to go up and bring down a very high level of Torah. And when they brought down that high level of Torah, Rabbi Nachman told us that the Torah Kedosha is like the eyes of Hashem. We're not going to get back into it now. But he proved it very clearly that the Torah is the eye of Hashem. And therefore, when one learns Torah, one involves himself in Torah and lives a life of Torah, through and through, not just limud, but through mitzvahs, through acting upon which the Torah teaches him, or in different types of svarim, whether it's Tanakh and Torah Shvapeh and Chassidus and Musar, and living a life of Torah, he's then aligning himself in the eyesight and the vision of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then he's involved in something called Hashkacha Shleim. So on page 88, let's continue here. The second paragraph. Rabbi Nachman explains that this is especially true of the new Torah teachings revealed to the world by the true tzaddik and the leading sage of the generation. The Torah that the tzaddikim bring down, the tzaddik emes, or the leading sages, the leading tzaddikim of this generation, they're going to bring down special new Torahs because they go very, very high. And in that way, they're going to be able to inspire others and connect the Hashkacha Hashem in a very, very deep way and to those who follow this tzaddik. All those who come to this tzaddik bring their aspirations and desires. Anybody who comes to the tzaddik, and Rabbi Nachman says a million times, Rabbi Nachman says a million times, you need to travel to the tzaddik. If you're going to a tzaddik, that means you have a lot of potential in you. Why else are you going? You have desires, you have aspirations. You might not be able to formulate them clearly, but there's no doubt that you have a desire to grow in some way. And then the tzaddik, he does two things. Listen carefully. The tzaddik gathers up their will, the good as well as the bad, Every person comes with great desires, the desires for good. But also, he has, unfortunately, we're human beings, and therefore we have desires for not such good things. The tzaddik gathers it all together, because he sees the tov. He knows that he can be mahapes. He can take the bad and make it the good. So he gathers up all of the desires, the ritzonos, the deepest part of the human being, the deep desires, and elevates them together with their soul. The tzaddik, the two things, and today's yisod should be yisod. So we're talking about a double level of tzaddik. Yisod, Shebi Yisod, Yosef HaTzadik, two levels of Yisod. One thing is Yosef, to gather, to be Moses, to gather together the Chagas, you gather the grain, you gather from the field. So Tzadik gathers all of your Ritzonos, and then when he takes them, and now he has them in a ball, you now you put them all together. When we have our Ritzonos, we're all over the place. I have a Ritzon for Torah, I have a Ritzon for food, and I have a Ritzon for this, and I have a Ritzon for that, all over the place. But the tzaddik is the ability to gather all your tzons together, be able to put all of your tzons on a string. That's the string of God. He connects all your tzons, because all your tzons really to connect to God. Even your type of zechilin, your type of mammon, really at their root, are really to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the tzaddik is able to string you up. And all your tzons are all over the place. He's able to take a string and string you up, tie you up so you're one. And then when you're focused, and you're not all over the place, he then could be the second madrig of a tzaddik. What does a tzaddik do? A tzaddik binds elyonim and tachtonim. The tzaddik stands by yidus yisod, the tzir yisod, gathers from all the upper spheres, and combines it with malchus, the lower sphere. So therefore, the tzaddik can gather sub yisod madrig one. And then when you're focused, he can go to madrig two, where he elevates, he takes all of your desires of who you are and elevates them up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues this elevation. Eliminates their desire for money. Because this elevation takes you above the private moment to a place where there is no desire for money. The place of Atika. Because Mamanus, Rabbi Nachman discusses, the desire for money comes from a very, very high place. Mamanus comes from the left side of the Torah. But it is Orech Yamin Vimina, the smaller Osher V'chav. The smaller, from the left side of the Torah, the Osher comes Osher V'chav. Mamanus comes from a very, very, very high place. The problem is that the left side is a dangerous side. The left side, the place of Gevura, if it's not controlled, it will control you. So Mammon is very powerful. You use money to control other people. If you're trying to use the money in a selfish way, then you're going to try to control others. But when you use the money, and you're mevatel to the left side of the Torah, you're mevatel yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you have really... Now you really get gibor over money. Ego gibor kovishes yitzro. Then you're a very powerful gibor. Then you go to Atika, which in Atika there's no small. There's no left side in Atika, in Kefir. Then all the mamanus is mamash pure. It's parnasa, it's neshama, it's beautiful. Agav, for those who care, women, or your wife, also comes from the left side. And therefore, Nachman teaches that if a person wants to be zilchit parnasa, which comes from the left side, honor your wife. Which means not just buy her things, it means actually honor her. Honor her feelings, honor her thoughts, and also buy her things. That's parenthetical. But Tarnos comes to a very high place. And therefore, when the Tzaddik gathers your Ritzonos, your Ritzon for Tzaddik to Mammon is a mistake. Your desire, your burning desire for Mammon is a mistake. It's a misplaced Ritzon to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the sphere of Gevura. But when the Tzaddik gathers you up and shows you that really you're a good person, and even though you have some desires that are off, but really be a sod and beshorish, you're very, very good. And he raises you up, and you believe it's all, and he raises you up. In that place, there's no desire for money. And it sparks a yichud back in the faith. It sparks a yichud unification between a Kodesh Baruch and his Shechina. Yichud kutshavrichu v'shinte, which every single mitzvah we do is to try to make a unification. When you make that unification between a Kodesh Baruch and his Shechina, that reveals Hashem's oneness in this world. The only reason why Hashem, we don't see him as one, is because there's a separation between Kutcher Brichu, Yudkei Vavkei, and Shchinte, the or, the energy of the Kodesh Baruch in this world, which flows through everything. So when you look at objects in this world, if you're not focused and not aware of God, you just see godliness in disguise. The money you see is godliness in disguise. At its penimius, from the place of Kutcher Brichu, it's tremendously powerful and it's a tremendous place for those who Buttercup as well hides himself in this world, and therefore there's a separation between Kuchibu and Shante, and therefore we have to seek always to unify that. And in this way, the tzaddik sage renews people's souls, and through the new insights into the Torah that he reveals, he teaches them to fulfill the Torah anew in a very powerful way. And let's look at number for a second, number 17. Here, Yichud, the Yichud between Kuchibrich and Shchente, refers to the mystical process whereby the Jewish people's devotion, kavanos, unite a Kodesh Baruch and a Shechina, so that by dint of their oneness, godliness is revealed in the creation. We can reveal God in this world when we see Mammonus through the proper lens, and we use it for tzedakah, and we use it for mitzvahs. Through one's devotions and kavana, and his acts of lishma, and especially through the meditation of the tzaddik sage, Jewish souls ascend, our neshama go up on high and become attached to the Shechina. The Shechina then presents these souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina is like the nekeva, like the wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the husband. So the Shechina wants to bring up her children, us, and our devotions and our kavanas bring them up to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the husband, and presents these souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as mayim nukvi, which is the arousal from below, power of voda down here in this world, the arousal from below. This evokes mayim dukhrin, which is the arousal from above. Kuchibrichu, the father, the tati, wants to continue giving shefa, wants to give the child new toys to play with because he appreciates what the child is doing. And the child is bringing him an achas ruach. As it awakens his will to unite with her, the shchinta, his malchus, through her, provide shefa for the world. And that's going to be number 18 to finish off today. Although elevating Jewish souls, raising up a neshama, affecting yichud, revealing new Torah insights, and so on, primarily the purview and responsibility of the leading tzaddik and sage of the generation. To raise up souls, we don't even know what he's talking about. Only the biggest tzaddik can know what that is. So what does it do with us? So, as the Nachum himself says, and they're quoting in the note here, even a simple Jew like us plays a part in executing the various tikkunim and fixing up tikkunim discussed here. The Pasuk says, Amech kulam tzaddikim. Your people all are not tzaddikim, says the prophet, Mishayo. Elsewhere, so therefore, we have a little bit of tzidkus in us. Elsewhere, Menachem brings this verse as a proof that every Jew actually has a tiny bit of a tzaddik inside him. Like the sphere of Yisod that we have inside of us, and today's Yisod should be Yisod. The Yisod, the sphere of Yisod, is the place where the tzaddik rests. And therefore, every single person who has the meaning of Yisod, in that place, there's a tiny bit of tzaddik. And in that place, when we can connect to it, we can also evoke powerful devotions and kavanas. Maybe once a week we daven with kavana, but in that place, you're a tzaddik. By connecting to his own inner tzaddik, each one of us can connect to that place within us, that deep place, that place of ratzon, the desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, and certainly by connecting to the tzaddik, and of course, connecting to that tzaddikim, whether we do it on our own or we connect to tzaddikim, every Jew comes closer to Torah, and thereby merits Hashem's full hashgach, Hashem's washed alive, each one according to his spiritual level. So, we have to try to gather our ratonos. We have to try, even though we have some ratonos that are not so good, taivas mammon, taivas for other things. However, we also have to know that we have taivas for Torah. We have taiva for tefillah. And we have a taiva that connects to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have to gather all those together. And we have to say, okay, we live in a world of eitzah das tov ra. Some desires are tov, some are ra, but all of them together are really one. Because really, even the bad ones, really, really at their roots, want to be good. And when we focus and we see that our life is not made up of a thousand pieces, rather it's one piece, we want to serve God. We really, really do. Sometimes we don't know how to, so therefore we go after mammonus. Even though that mammonus, we know, is coming from the left side of the Torah. But when we gather that together and we realize that we're really one, it's his boyness and his boydidus, in that place when you focus, which focus is a very hard thing to do nowadays, focusing on school, focusing on anything, focusing on another person, but focusing on our inner ritzonus is very difficult, but if we can focus and gather them together, then we will become elevated by that, and we will be zilkut to the Shrach Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Washrach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzir Adah, Tzir Chesed. Mirt Hashem, tomorrow we will start Lukud Delochus Halacha Beis on page 89 of the BRI edition, but anybody who has Lukud Delochus, it's going to be Halacha Beis. Everybody should have a beautiful day.